There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, kicking off hour two here at the Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim, California. We get a special episode where I get to go out and outreach some of the coolest new products around, things that are innovative, maybe building on knowledge you already have, but finding better ways to utilize it. And one of my favorite topics, and I don't get to do it often enough because my dear friend Carolyn Dean is having too much fun in Hawaii, right, on the island of Maui. So I did the next best thing. I reached out and we found some magnesium from Australia, of all places, and a special way to use it topically. Sandy Sanderson joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sandy, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's lovely to have you, and it's lovely to have an Aussie accent on the air right now. Is that where you were from originally?
Australia. Well, I was actually born in Canada, but
okay.
My parents migrated to Australia when I was very young, So I have an Aussie accent.
All right. Well, I understand. I was born in New York, and I had a New York accent when I was a little kid. We moved to Florida, and I got neutralized, and I grew up in the South in Georgia, and it got southernized. So when you're young, it can be impressionable, and that can happen.
Yeah.
So magnesium. You weren't born with a magnesium spoon in your mouth, were you?
No, but I was probably born with a magnesium deficiency, which is a problem many people have today, because in our modern societies, we're under a lot of stress. We lose a lot of magnesium under stress, And we don't get enough today from the foods because the soils are depleted in magnesium and processing also depletes magnesium. So it's pretty hard to get enough back orally to compensate for what we lose under stress.
Right, I agree. And so you had to discover this later in life, though. How many years ago did you find out about the magnesium issue?
Yes, well, unfortunately too late, but, you know, I guess it's never too late.
Yeah.
I wish I had have found out earlier. Let me put it that way.
Right.
I used to be a magazine publisher for 11 years, and I had a lot of stress in my life with deadlines. Sometimes I'd have to work around the clock to get to print on time to make sure we met the deadline. Otherwise, the magazine wouldn't be out on the street when it was supposed to. So
right.
A lot rested on my shoulders, way too much.
Yeah.
And it nearly sent me under. I don't smoke, and I was eating fresh, healthy, organic foods, and I was taking a handful of supplements, you name it, vitamin E, B group, everything I could find on the shelves in the health food shop.
Right.
And yet, I got so severely magnesium deficient, I developed heart palpitations.
Well, how did you find out about that it was magnesium? Because the typical doctor, don't often go there.
They don't. Well, one day it got so bad, they rushed me to hospital thinking I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
And I was put through all the testing. The cardiologist said to me at the end of it, he said, well, your arteries are clear, there are no blockages, your heart muscle is working fine. He said, all you've got is an electrical glitch. He said, it's a bit like a twitch in the eye or a cramp in the leg.
Right.
Except in your case, it's in the left ventricle of your heart muscle.
Wow. Okay.
And he said, we have no drugs for you and no surgery. He said, your heart pressure is too low.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we give you a drug to slow the heart, it could give you a heart attack. He said, you're just going to have to put up with it like everybody else. He said, you'd be surprised how many people have this problem.
Mm.
And so I went away thinking, well, that's not good enough for me, because I, you know, when you have this issue, you can't breathe properly. Sometimes you get very out of breath. You can get dizzy. You're always tired. It's a bit like chronic fatigue.
Right.
Because the heart's just not pumping the way it needs to, because something's missing in the electrical system. So I did my own research, because I have a BA and a background in research. I knew how to find information, and I grabbed all the books I could find. And you mentioned Carolyn Dean's.
Yes.
That would book, The Magnesium Miracle, was very
right.
formative. I also read Transdermal Magnesium by Mark Serkis, and The Magnesium Factor by Mildred Selig and Andrea Rosenoff. Great books, excellent books, very well researched. And I followed some of the studies that were referenced and found that magnesium is the key essential mineral electrolyte that kind of is like a master, because it cofactors with all the other nutrients.
Right.
And we need it to drive the electrical system. It's used to make ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
Nicely said, by the way.
The energy currency of the cell. And so pretty well nothing works very well without enough magnesium, because it gives us the juice, the electrical juice,
right.
to run the show.
Well,
the,
and also relates to pH issues in the body, does it not?
Absolutely. If the pH is too low or acidic, your voltage drops. And it's just like a battery. Every cell is like a battery. If you let the minerals and water drop too low, the voltage drops. So the energy level drops. And every cell has enzymes that perform functions,
mm-hmm.
and they all require energy.
Well, there had to be a way, once you're discovering this, to bring yourself back to function, to overcome the heart issue and other things. And I'm looking at you today. You're looking great. Right? You look like you don't have much misfiring of the electrical system. So what happened?
Well, actually, six, 7 years ago, I looked older than I look today. I'm 56,
mm-hmm.
and I've never felt better. I feel full of energy. I can sleep very well at night, and all those things were not there 6, 7 years ago. My skin has recovered. I also had hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism,
right.
and adrenal fatigue, and they kind of all go together.
You had the works.
Syndrome.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like an energy crash, you know, when you use up all your juice and you just are very, very depleted.
Right.
A lot of people have this issue today. If I had not have addressed the issue, it would have progressed to atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And so I found in my research that because I have symptoms of IBS, I had a bowel disorder and irritable bowel syndrome, I couldn't digest oral supplements very well. So I started to move down the track of transdermal absorption. I read Mark Serkis's book, Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, and I learned that magnesium chloride is already in the right form, acceptable to cells. Just add water and it's ionized, and you don't need to digest anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easily absorbed through the skin. So if you go swimming in the ocean, you'll be able to absorb magnesium chloride through the skin and the seawater.
Right.
Or you could sit, soak in mineral-rich hot springs and, you know, rejuvenate and recover, because the skin is uniquely able to absorb magnesium
right.
ions.
But most of the magnesium I've seen on the market and used has been in an oil base. And while I believe it works, it kind of dries. It feels itchy after using it.
Yeah, it's not really oil like we think of a vegetable oil. Magnesium
right.
oil is really referring to a mineral oil, a
right.
magnesium mineral oil,
mm-hmm.
and it's water-based.
Mm-hmm.
So your skin is made up of oil and water. So you need a certain amount of fat in order to absorb the magnesium properly. So you could dissolve the magnesium chloride in water and put it on as a magnesium oil, and then it joins with your natural skin oil if you have enough, if you're
okay.
lucky to have Mediterranean type skin,
right.
and it will absorb quite well. But if you are on a bit of the drier side with your skin,
mm-hmm.
you don't have enough fats in the skin, that magnesium oil will sit on the surface of the skin, feel a bit itchy and
right.
stingy and sticky. And so it's not all that pleasant to have on every day. And what we found, my husband is a chemist and applied scientist, so I asked...
What's your husband's name?
Peter Sanderson.
Peter Sanderson, and you say Peter.
P Peter.
Peter Sanderson.
I call him the cook in the family.
He's a funny guy. We met him last night.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're talking with Sandy Sanderson, electralife.com.au, E-L-E-K-T-R-A, life.com.au, and it will be .com soon as well in America. And our good friends, my good friend, Doc Harmony, is going to be making sure that you get some presents here in the United States, because I think this is a product I would like my listeners to get.
Yes, I think everyone needs it. You can soak in magnesium chloride salt flakes and have a bath or a foot soak. People get a bit lazy after a while, and you need magnesium every day. So if you don't have time for a soak, you can just rub it on or spray it on.
Yep.
So we developed a range of natural skincare products which have the magnesium salts infused, and that just makes it really easy and convenient every day to put it on. You can replace your other moisturizer, and you're getting your magnesium as well. And it's all natural, no chemicals.
Right, it's nice, and I utilized it last night. It was a long day for me coming from the East Coast to the West Coast. And what did I do? I took your magnesium cream. I put it on the bottoms of both of my feet. I slept like a baby. And then I did it again this morning before coming here, because I knew I'd be on my feet most of the day outside of the radio broadcast. And I'm doing really well. So did I do a good thing?
Oh, yes. But that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Let me tell you. What else?
It keeps getting better.
Okay.
It keeps getting better.
I love it.
Yeah. Because the body uses magnesium to regenerate because it's energy. And given the right ingredients, your body knows how to be well and healthy. It will use every opportunity to revive and recover if everything is available. And that's all we're doing, was supplying food, was supplying nutrition, just using the skin as a delivery vehicle, as a dinner plate, like a smorgasbord.
I love it.
And if you don't need it, your body won't take it up. It's self-regulating. The skin just is a reservoir that to be drawn from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you never know how much you need. So it's a really good system, a la nature.
All right. So tell me the forms. I've seen two little, there's a red cap and a green cap, I think, of your Electra Magnesium. Is there other products that I should know about?
Yes. So they're the two fragrances of creams that have the same magnesium.
And there are no parabens. There's nothing nasty in it. I'm using it, so I just wanted to let my listeners know this is clean.
All natural, nothing toxic. Absolutely. It's just food for the skin. So they're different fragrances, and that's what you would use as a moisturizer.
Okay.
Then there is a magnesium oil spritz, which is a water-based.
Okay.
Very much more concentrated. It's not a moisturizer, but it very quickly relaxes muscles. So you would use it just to massage in a tight spot.
Okay.
You know, if you want to relax a muscle.
So a massage therapist.
Yes, exactly.
Massage. Well, I like the way you say it.
You don't have to be a massage therapist.
No, I know. Well, listen, we're about out of time, but Sandy, it's so great to meet you and your husband. And I met your daughter. She actually looks much younger than she is. She's still a teenager. I thought she was a younger teenager because her skin was so amazing. I mean, even more so than a typical teenager. So.
Yes, porcelain skin, too.
Yeah. We'll talk some more. And Doc Harmony has helped to pick this up to bring it to America. But check out electralife.com.au. And we have that linked up in the show notes. Sandy, thanks for being here.
Thank you, too.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome back, my friends. Anaheim, California, the Natural Products Expo West. Superdon, you got your ears and your microphone on.
I do. Man, what a show today so far.
I tell you, it's been a wild one. I've got a special guest that just jumped in here. I'm gonna surprise her with a pop quiz, all right?
Oh, no. Okay.
This is Claire, our good friend. She's from Zerbo's in Michigan, a health food store I've known about for many years, and I've even been there a few times.
Okay.
All right. What do we need more of in, let's say, Africa? Vaccines or toilets?
Toilets.
Hey, ding, ding, ding.
Right. So
toilets and water.
I could have phrased that exactly. What's more important, toilets or vaccines? Obviously, the answer is. But why? Where's the Bill Gates initiative for toilets and clean water?
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too.
You don't know where that is either?
No.
I just don't know what to do. But there's a great story here that kind of references this. And the headline says, what kills more women than AIDS and breast cancer? Guess what? Ding, ding, ding. You're right, Claire.
Yeah, dirty water.
And it's so basic. Yet the entire world is aligned against us. I don't say the entire world, but the entire lizard world, if I can call Bill Gates a lizard, because they're just not operating with humanity. Under the guise of humanity, they're saying, well, we're spending our billions and we're getting vaccines to the people who need them. Well, look, they acknowledge even in the scientific journals what's killing people. It's dirty water. Clean up the water.
Ah. Yeah, that's
well, you
how
got
it
the
was
war.
Really
you got the
vaccines.
War on cancer.
The food needed to be cleaned up. too.
Yeah. Say it again, Don.
I was going to say, well, you got the war on cancer, and you got the war on AIDS, so now we need the war on water.
War on dirty water.
Dirty water.
But then again, you know, every time they declare war on something, they get more of it. So how about let's declare peace for clean water?
There you go. A truce.
I want a piece of clean water. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, the numbers here are pretty staggering as you read this. Nearly 800,000 women die every year because they lack access to safe toilets and clean water. I mean, just imagine this. I mean, most people in the West can't conceive of living in a place that has no running water and no sanitation sewage system. And it's so basic, it's like, all right, let's just posit this, kids. If we stop the toilets from flowing, and if we stop the clean water from flowing, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you don't have to have a PhD to figure out it's not good. And there are going to be a lot of people dying in the streets, not because they lack vaccines.
Yeah, the numbers are staggering.
Basic.
Yeah, I mean, you're not kidding. I mean, they show here that more than 1 billion women, or 1 in 3 women around the entire world, don't have access to a safe private toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing. We take some things for granted, I think, in this country, don't we?
We do. No, and I've been to Africa twice, and I've seen some of this in certain areas of the world where, you know, you just can't conceive of what life is like because we've been, you know, I won't say spoiled, but listen, we have a standard of living here that far exceeds anything in history that's written, at least, accepted history. And yet, you know, the problem is the solution. No, that is the problem. Their solution is the problem. We need to poison the people of planet Earth and somehow claim that that's going to save them. But this article here is something that I can't believe that they published because it throws a monkey in the wrench in the Gates Foundation's attempt to vaccinate everybody for everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We come across these articles from time to time, don't we? Where something will come out in the news and you just kind of, you know, do a double take and go, wow, did they really say that? Because you've been saying this for how long, Robert? When everybody's wanting to
promote
new drugs and vaccines and all this stuff, you're the one that's always been on the top of the mountain going, hey, how about some, you know, like sanitation, water, you know, I mean,
right?
You know, finally, you know, they eventually come around, they start saying the same things you do. But I got to tell you something. In this next segment coming up, you are not going to believe the story that I've got for you. Again,
right?
Something that you have been saying for a long, long time, and guess
Let's
what?
It out.
Turns out it's true. Yep.
Well, I was right again. Oh, no. Hey, Claire, who do you got
sweet.
To say hi to back in, at Zerbo's?
At Zerbo's,
yeah,
all,
who's
my
listening?
All my staff. Well, there's a friend of mine in Michigan. Her name's Karen.
Karen, yeah.
Yep. And Chris Hogan.
Oh, Chris, yeah. Big hugs.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. My whole staff, of course, in Michigan.
Big hugs to all the staff.
Yep. My sister Linda.
Claire left you behind to freeze your tushies off. She's down here, 88 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
In Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be giving her some love when she gets back. I know. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go, and Super Don's going to reveal another thing I was right about all these years later. They finally acknowledge it? Let's find out.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now you can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Also, Super Don has a Twitter feed as well. It's called It's Super Don. Yes, that's right. It's Super Don. So follow Super Don there, and we'll continue to blast out some really cool things, memes and other things, and something else I'll learn about a little later in the show today. And keep an eye on us on Facebook as well as the website, robertscottbell.com. You can sign up there for free email alerts that I rarely ever send, but you'll be plugged into what's going on the website as we grow and go. Eventually we'll send some stuff out. We
will. Oh, yeah. Things are happening. Big things coming. Yes.
So we'll have some some pictures over the weekend here. my broadcast day off tomorrow will be, well, fun and frivolity talking with thousands of people here at Expo West. And hopefully we'll get some good pictures there. Also, forgot to remind everybody, I mean, it's all way after the fact, but I was on the Jerry Doyle show before we went live today, and he was wanting to talk about ramen noodles.
Oh.
Ramen noodles, yeah. I was all like, right. JD, come on. I thought we were going to be controversial. Ramen noodles?
Yes. On Monday, he'd like to have you on for the spam segment.
Right. But I did surprise him when he talked. Somehow he talked about a microwave, and I let him have it. And he was like, uh-oh. So it should be an interesting bit of audio if Super Don will get it and put it up probably at Epic Times. EpicTimes.com. So anyway, you were saying I was right about something, and you know how I love to be accoladed. Is that a word? Accoladed?
Accoladed? Hell, it is now.
Accoladed. I have to make up a word when I'm on the road. But what was I right about now?
Well, I tell you what, I was combing through the news this morning, and I came across a headline that I nearly fell out of my chair when I saw this. And I looked at my wife and said, can you believe this? This can't be real. Here's the headline. Vaccine, not Ebola, made doc sick.
That's an onion headline. That's an onion.
No.
That's not real, Don.
That's the real deal. Yeah, Dr. Lewis Rubinson, this guy, he got an experimental Ebola vaccine. And,
really?
Ended up sick.
And he was in Sierra Leone.
Yeah. I mean, he stuck himself with a needle while he was caring for one of the Ebola patients.
Right.
And so, it turns out after all the stuff, they were flying him in a jet to the NIH in D.C., and months later, after this was all said and done, they discovered that the vaccine is what caused the reaction, not Ebola.
You are a denialist. You are an anti-vaxxer.
No, I'm not.
You're so against science. Against science.
Don't call me that.
I know. Look at this story, though. I mean, it's stunning because it's acknowledging the things we've been saying. Once again, how do they even know it was Ebola? Clearly, it wasn't Ebola. It was the vaccine reaction, and now they're admitting it.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
But of course, they are, you know, being who they are, they cannot fully accept the reality of the situation. They have to throw in the disclaimer. So they say, well, it's not entirely clear whether the vaccines stopped the virus from taking hold or whether he was just never infected in the first place. There's no way to know.
Right. Isn't that great? But it's science. There's no way to know.
That's right.
Science is infallible.
It makes no mistakes.
There's no way to know.
Yes.
Right. I'm sorry. It's just another classic layer of the ruse being uncovered. You know, they're talking about the fact that this vaccine caused the reaction, that it was an adverse vaccine reaction. The things we've talked about with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, all the $3 billion plus that have been paid out. See you guys in Arizona, right? In $3 billion paid out. But no, there's no adverse events. In fact, some people will say, well, it's not real because that happened in a court, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in a science experiment.
Right.
It's just stunning to me the lengths at which these, what do we call them, reality deniers, will go to pretend that vaccines are not harmful. And
you know,
it gets worse.
It's funny.
I
don't even know what you call them. I actually tried looking that up yesterday. I was thinking, all right,
they call
other people denialists. So what's the opposite of a denialist? You know what? They don't have an actual official label. That's not fair.
There is. Yeah, I know. We got to. What can we do? They're denialists. We're conformists. They're trying to make us all conform to their vaccine religion.
They have narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, do they? And we will not comply.
Yeah.
We will not comply. Let's see. There's another story here in the realm of the vaccine issue, I think. And it has to do with vaccine injuries or also mercury in vaccines. Which story did you want to cover next?
Well, I'll tell you what. This one about the vaccine injuries is stunning to me. Because as you said, you know, you have all these people that are saying, oh, it's very rare. Oh, it never really happens. You know, it's all anecdotal. Okay.
Right.
Well, guess what? What happens is every quarter, the Department of Justice issues a report on vaccine injuries and deaths to the Advisory Commission on Childhood Vaccines. So, March 5th, The report came out for the previous 3 months. And you know all those vaccine injuries that aren't real and don't happen? Apparently 117 cases for vaccine injuries and deaths did not happen during those 3 months.
Except they were reported by the Department of Justice. What are they doing? They can't report those things that aren't real. Mm. And, of course, again, if they're adjudicated in, they deal with this all the time. There has to be evidence provided, and they rule on the evidence, whether it's I call it an unconstitutional kangaroo court, regardless. How many again, cases were settled in the first 3 months of 2015 for vaccine injury?
We've gotten 117 cases compensated. 92 of the settlements were listed in the report, given the name of the vaccines and all the injuries and stuff like that. 5 of those settlements were for deaths linked to vaccines, with three of those deaths related to the flu shot.
Yes, the flu shot. And the only reason they're adjudicating the flu shot in the vaccine corp is because they got it added, they lobbied it and got it added to the CDC recommendation for all childhood vaccines. That is the litmus. They have to get every vaccine that they approve sent in through the CDC's recommendation for children, and then it is automatically covered via the vaccine court so that there is no liability on the manufacturer. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Listen, Robert, we got to be fair because, listen, those three deaths that were related to the flu shot, they were totally worth it for the rest of the country to have that vaccine that was 15% effective.
Right. Or 12%, depending on the category we were looking.
Yeah. It's not really a laughing matter. I mean, it's not.
It's three deaths right in the first quarter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those families that lost loved ones, to ask them if they thought it was worth it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always about a collective mystical benefit. Never individual liberty will they acknowledge here. Yeah, I'm looking through all this. Guillaume-Barré, acute inflammatory neurological injury. Guillaume-Barré, myelitis. Guillaume-Barré, death, dizziness, hearing loss, ringing in ears, balance problems. Yes, everybody, risk it. It's worth it, right?
It's
not.
Yeah, man. 12%, man. That's great odds right there.
Acute disseminated encephalitis, death to the hepatitis A shot in this case. Acute, listen to this one. Acute necrotizing myopathy, polyomyositis, and related sequelae. Oh, man. It's a mess. Absolute mess.
Yeah. Well, move along. Nothing to see here.
Right. 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 So what is it about the mercury? We've got some more mercury stories here.
Yeah, well, turns out, I love these stories when they come out. Turns out, from Jonathan Benson over at Natural News, the same mercury that's used in vaccines has been conclusively linked to causing autoimmune disorders.
Another thing that we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for very many years. So, the primary study referenced in this article, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at naturalnews.com through robertscottbell.com. They used to try to say ethyl mercury is different than methyl mercury, and, you know, one does, one doesn't. Basically, they're saying now that they're acknowledging it to be neurotoxic. It has always been neurotoxic. It has always been bioaccumulative. And I guess this study is now calling them out on that.
And guess what? This wasn't a study that was done in Zimbabwe or Turkey or Italy. Right. Guess where this was done? University of Michigan. Okay? Hey, it's here in the United States, published in the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal, and they actually found that the mercury did cause problems with people ending up with autoimmune disorders. So how could that be? The mercury's safe. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're acknowledging it as the main risk factor for autoimmune disease now.
The main risk factor. I mean, it's not even just like a maybe. It's the main risk factor. That's A number one right there.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, you want to make sure you don't have any mercury fillings. Make sure you don't get any vaccines because they all contain some level of mercury, even the ones that are mercury-free. Make sure what else you want to do. You want to increase your selenium levels. You want to utilize botanical superfoods. You want to, if you could do it, intravenously chelate the stuff out. You want to use homeopathic detoxifying agents. You want to use humic acid, fulvic acid, from our good friend Doc Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, drnewsom.com, and get the super earth energy, the digestive detox, and then Inflamagon, because, of course, autoimmunity is an inflammatory disease, a degenerative inflammatory condition. And, you know, all the things that we talk about here, including our carnivora, our Better Way Health, everything we talk about works within a system that when that system is working, it can counteract a whole hell of a lot. But if you continue to persist or subsist on mercury-laden vaccines and toxic pesticide-laden foods, glyphosate and GMO, despite what Bill Nye, the science guy, is saying, he's in love with Monsanto. We'll get to that another day. it's like a self-termination. It's like living in a sense to get the Darwin Award, to take yourself out of the gene pool. And that's the disaster we're seeing, and more admissions that, of course, we were right. We were right all along. And I don't do this to be right. I do this because it's a mission. It's a passion, and I believe we share, Super Don. And you're out there putting it out there in a great way. And, in fact, we're about to learn, Super Don, what's the next level of taking it to the bad man, to the mercury man.
We have a new denialist man. Absolutely. We've got a new friend to the show we're going to introduce next segment.
A new friend to the show. This is very exciting because I'm out here in the sticks of Los Angeles, and I'm going to learn about this with you, my friends, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Super Don after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
And help me to do just that is my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, introducing us to a new, is it a mascot? Do we have a new mascot on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Well, you know,
Nagel?
I don't think he would want to be called a mascot, because the individual that we're talking about here is Hoofnagel, the science cat. Now, you know, I've been doing a lot of research into denialism. That term that somebody came up with for people who don't just worship the guy in the white lab coat and believe everything he says. So right. I was contacted, actually, by Hoofnagel, who informed me that he is the number one authority in the United States and the animal kingdom as to what a denialist is. And so he is going to be spending some time with us to try and explain to us why he's right and what denialism is. So we've got him up on the website, and you know, he kind of got into it, and this dog came along and decided to get into it with him. So Hoofnagel, you know, he says denialists have the advantage of just being able to make things up. And the dog says, well, whatever, dude, you navel-gazing science dorks make stuff up all the time. And he says, aha, see, just like a denialist, making stuff up. And then the dog says, oh, no, I mean Dr. Scott Rubin, you know, the guy who was guilty of faking all of those studies on Vioxx and Bextra and Celebrex, yeah, he got 6 months in prison.
Huh.
And, yeah, poor Hoofnagel didn't really know what to say, so he just said, shut up, and he walked away. So, you know, listen, I appreciate Hoofnagel coming along, and he's going to spend some time with us. Maybe we can change his mind. I don't know, but
okay.
Listen.
This could be fun.
The denialism crowd out there, or I should say the people that are calling people denialists, people who
right.
think that they know everything, that they are the authority on truth, and then anybody who argues with them is a denialist, there's really, I think there's some holes and some things in their logic here, and I'm hoping that maybe Hoofnagel will help us find that out.
Well, welcome, Hoofnagel, the science
guy
to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hoofnagel, we will be bringing it to you, and very funny images, kind of like a living, moving meme, almost cartoon-like, but it points out the absurdities of those who claim the mantle of science and deny that to anyone else, reminding me, of course, of Dr. Benjamin Rush saying that unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges or access to all others. All such laws are un-American and despotic and have no place in a republic, particularly a republican form of government. And that's what we're dealing with here.
It is.
Now we've got the class of pseudoscientists claiming that they have basically the ability to tell us what is real and what is not. But Hoofnagel the science cat will sure to keep us straight.
I'm sure. And listen, people just need to understand that as we're navigating our way through this topic, that ultimately it's you guys, it's us. We're the ones that really are propping these people up that are oppressing us. Without us, they would have no power.
Yeah.
We give it to
them.
That's
a beautiful... Yeah, and Super Don, that is so, so important to say, because as I said, our techniques are not one of lashing out in violent anger, although we'll, you know, I'll sometimes get hot under the collar a bit on the air, but it really is about, you know, taking the wind out of their sails, withdrawing the energy from them that they use against you to enslave
Listen,
you, to bash you, to bruise you.
The truth will always prevail. It might take some time, but it will always prevail.
Yeah. Oh, check it out on our Facebook page. It looks like we got me looking at the computer at robertscottbell.com to the Hoofnagel meme. So I found it there, Super Don. They got a picture
nice.
Up there. I don't know if you see it. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Well, yeah, we'll get to know Hoofnagel better as the week's going.
Right. And I'm going to take a day off, not really, from radio, just like I try to do once in a while. And we'll be back on Sunday morning. I think in the West Coast, Sunday afternoon in the East. I'm on Super Don's time right now, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific, and it'll be live from the Natural Products Expo West. We'll see what kind of surprise guests we can round up for you. Maybe Hoofnagel the Science Cat will make another visit.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to Ben. Thank you to Dr. King and more. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. For my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.